WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Allen Honda, your Central Texas Honda dealer. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Yesterday was the final meeting for two departing members of the Brazos County Commission. A reception and resolutions followed the meeting for Kenny Mallard and Lloyd Wasserman. Mallard thanked county employees.
We couldn't do it without the county government folks that we have here. They all work very hard, and they make us look really good.
Wasserman, who joined the commissioner's court after a long career with the College Station School District, paid special tribute to his wife.
She is the one who have made me what I am, if it's good, bad, or indifferent. 44 years of dedication to the public and school business, and then the last 12 here. She is the one that I need to thank most.
Mallard has served since 2003 and Wasserman since 2005. A Brian Mann's 59th birthday was spent mostly in the Brazos County Jail on a residential burglary charge. That's after the victim told Brian police he held the suspect at gunpoint after catching him in his bedroom. After Edward Lee Jones ran off, he was found a short time later at a nearby convenience store. Between the home and the store, police recovered property belonging to the victim and his roommate, which included a pistol and a jacket. According to online jail records, it is Jones's 49th arrest since 1987. Two stepbrothers arguing about money led to a fatal shooting west of Bryan Monday night.
According to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, 50-year-old Rod Clanton of Caldwell and 54-year-old Stephen Bishop of Pagoda, Texas, decided to meet at Highway 21 in OSR. Investigators were told Clanton threatened Bishop's nephew if the nephew did not repay $2,500 he borrowed from Clanton. As the stepbrothers continued their argument while remaining in their parked Dually pickups, Clanton told investigators he saw Bishop display a handgun. According to Sheriff Chris Kirk, Clanton said he picked up his handgun but does not remember firing it, though Clanton said something different to 911 dispatchers.
Following the shooting, he called 911. He was extremely emotional. He said that he'd shot his brother.
Both guns were recovered. One round was fired from Clanton's revolver, and there was no evidence that Bishop's semi-automatic was fired. Clanton was arrested for aggravated assault of a family member with a deadly weapon. Investigators continue to interview family members to learn more about what happened before the shooting. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan has pre-filed three bills for the upcoming legislative session. One penalizes members of the Electoral College who don't reflect the statewide popular vote for president.
That bill is just trying to keep, faithless electors from defecting their pledge that said they will vote for the candidate who has the most votes in their state. And we feel like there was a lot of nonsense going on about that. And we're just going to try to make sure that those folks who pledge to support the nominee of their party, that they actually do it. And a fine there that goes with it of $5,000.
Another bill would ban sexual predators from living on college campuses. The third proposal would allow charter schools to request school zones on streets around their campuses. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 67 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Allen Honda. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and Pet Supplies Plus, What's the Buzz, and the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes all remind you to go local.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far, but you don't have to go too far to go far. AggielandHelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
Areas of dense fog will give way to extensive cloudiness today. It's going to be unusually warm, 75 to 80 degrees for many of us this afternoon. We'll be partly to mostly cloudy overnight, turning cooler, 50 to 55 by morning. Cooler weather continues to move in tomorrow. It helps clear us out. Developing sun tomorrow, breezy, high 60 to 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Clouds and sun, the risk of a shower Friday, and only 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs take on Kansas State tonight in the Texas Bowl. We'll hear from Coach Sumlin and players about the upcoming game. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at some of the other bowl games taking place in college football and in the NBA. The Rockets notched another W on the hardwood against the Mavericks. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it's a little foggy out there. Just remember that today. It's a little misty. It's this is as cool as it's going to be. Yeah.
Yeah, and we usually beat the fog, but it was bad driving in this morning.
Yep, yep. 82 today, folks. 82. I know. Really.
But it's supposed to get cooler tomorrow.
We'll look forward to that. 41 on Thursday night to remind us that it is nearly the end of the year. So we'll see. And then you get to ring in New Year's Eve, it'll be 56. I guess that's
it's a comfortable temperature.
All right, it works.
It's not New Year's temperature, but it's comfortable.
It's not inconvenient.
Yeah.
That's the most important
thing. For women who are wearing little sparkly dresses,
oh,
it may be a little bit more comfortable.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They're not, shivering
thing.
In their booties.
Yes, it don't have the big coat on to
because we have coat checks all over town.
Yeah, don't we though? Yeah, exactly.
In valet parking.
You bet. Working on that. So in the meantime, by the way, today a list of bad things that are good for you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
I like to hear that.
That's right. Exactly. So you could be doing that stuff, but you can think to yourself, it's okay. Hey, police in China shocked when a man turned in an old hand grenade.
Me?
That he'd been using for years as a nutcracker. Man said that he acquired the antique weapon from a friend back in 1991. The man says that, he would just hold on to the grenade and use it because, it was apparently very handy, and it's made out of cast iron.
I see
so
what you did there, handy.
Thank you. And if you got to crack open nuts, then I guess a grenade would be as good as any.
Yeah,
stay active, right?
Yeah, they do.
It's as good as anything aside from the explosive quality of it.
They're different. They're different over there. I mean, they do things a little bit differently, but that's fun. Diane Lockhart is back. Do you know who that is?
No.
See, I knew you didn't. It's an entertainment. It's a little entertainment news for you.
Ooh,
first thing in the morning.
Okay.
The Good Wife. Did you ever watch that?
Yes.
Okay. Christine Baranski, that lady who looks like she needs a nose job.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you knew who I meant, right? Yeah. That was terrible. Anyway, so she's going to be starring in a new television show.
Oh,
so
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. See,
okay,
now you look at
I had
that.
To look her
you
up,
go,
yeah.
Oh, did
I
you?
Did.
Yeah.
I did.
Going,
I did.
Oh, yeah. You got that. Anyway, we got that, and we have soap opera with swords news this morning. So. There.
It's about time.
I know. And we probably won't mention Princess Leia because everybody else is.
I know.
That. Yeah.
So
I know, Chelsea, you were just crushed. Yeah.
We got a lot of
info.
Mation.
You didn't know who that was, right?
Yes, I did.
Oh, did you?
Princess Leia.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, I don't watch the stuff,
okay.
But I still know.
All right. And you know about Cinnabon, right?
Cinnabon?
Yeah.
Like Jim Gaffigan?
No. Yeah, like that one. Like, those two stories are related.
Okay.
In case you didn't know. Okay.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:15. It's Wednesday. It's the 28th. It's National Chocolate Candy Day.
All right.
Ooh. I didn't know we had to wait this long. Yeah. That's good for us. It's Pledge of Allegiance Day, all right, because I think this is the birthday of the Pledge of Allegiance. And it's also Card Playing Day. Perfect
all right.
time to spend an hour or so playing cards with family
cards.
Or friends.
Yeah.
So there it is, because, I mean, it arrives at the perfect time. It's a few days after Christmas. You're sitting at home. You don't have to go back to work, so you're not going to, but you're sitting at home. And so you're sitting at home, and you go, oh, let's get out the cards, because
yeah.
that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
And then possibly fisticuffs could break out. All right, anyhow. And it's also, by the way, Pepperoni Bread Day.
Mmm.
Okay.
I never had it, but, I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Sounds yeah. delicious.
Two good things. It's
yeah.
got pepperoni in it. All right, got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Sienna Miller is 35 today. She's
what does she do? Who is she?
She's an actress, and she was married to somebody, too. I had it pulled up, but I forgot who it was.
Yeah, okay.
In any case, John Legend is the singer. He's 38 today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. New daddy.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, that song was played like 40 million times. Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
All of Me, is that what it's called?
Yeah. yeah.
All right, there you go.
Jeff Scott.
Yeah, I know,
nice,
really.
Nice.
Yeah,
listening to Candy 95. Over
amazing,
there, huh?
yeah.
Joe Manganiello is 40. He was he's in those Man Dancer movies. And
yes, he's very, very good to
yeah.
look at.
He was also in How I Met Your Mother and True Blood also. So.
Yep. Oh, yep.
Seth Meyers is 43. Very funny part on the show, This Is Us, Chelsea, if you remember.
Yes.
whenever the two brothers get into a fight in the middle of the street in New York, and
yes.
Seth Meyers walks up and like he's like, what's going on? And one of them looks up and he goes, oh, hi, Seth
hey,
Meyers.
Seth. yeah, yeah.
Adam Vinatieri,
mm-hmm.
the football player, 44
yeah.
today.
Uh-huh.
Denzel Washington, 62.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Maggie Smith is 82 today.
Oh, my. That's a Downton Abbey and a whole bunch
okay.
of other stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I remember her most as Wendy from Hook, if you remember that
oh,
movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that okay? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nichelle Nichols, of course,
yeah,
from Star Trek.
Of course.
That's Uhura
uh-huh.
is 84 today. And Stan Lee, 94
he's
today.
Still alive.
Yeah.
And making a lot of money now.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
You better be careful. It's 2016. Still got a couple of days
that's
left.
That's right. Yeah. Gail King, she's the one who's good friends with Opa.
Yes.
And she's on the CBS Morning Show. She's 62. Joe Diffie.
Oh.
Third Rock from the Sun, I think, is the name of
okay.
the song he did, 58.
Yeah.
And Edgar Winter, the other half of those albino guitarist brothers from Beaumont, is, what can I say? That's what it is.
Yeah.
You look at him, he's an albino. Anyway, he's 70 today. And If you remember Martin Milner from Adam 12, he was born on this date time ago. He would have been 85, but he didn't make it. And Robin McGraw. See, you don't know who she is.
Don't think so.
Dr. Phil's wife.
Oh, okay.
She is also
the other McGraw.
Yeah, she's also a self-help author, not selling nearly as much or making nearly as much as he is. But there you go. So a happy birthday to her. 6:19.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to the first Bloomberg national poll conducted after Donald Trump's election, 37% of Americans think the country is headed in the right direction. Now, that number may seem low, but it's actually at its highest level in 4 years. The same poll shows that 55% of Americans are more optimistic about a Trump presidency because of his actions and statements since the November election, and with good reason. Remember, he saved 1,000 jobs at Carrier that were headed to Mexico, and he also announced the Japanese company SoftBank would invest $50 billion into the U.S., creating 50,000 jobs. Now, according to CNBC, the CEO of United States Steel would like to accelerate their investments in the U.S. They want to hire up to 10,000 more people now that Trump will be president. Sounds to me like Trump is keeping his promise. America, hopefully, will be great again.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes,
well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com. GEICO.com.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, every day is payday because you can cash out your earnings up to 5 times a day with no minimum amount required. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Just go to drivewithuber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now.
On Wednesday, January 25th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference presented by Wells Fargo, featuring keynote speaker Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller. Hi, this is David O'Neill, Chairman of the Board with the Chamber, inviting you to learn about our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 25th at the Hilton. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org. See you there.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
It's okay with your money now. Three Chinese nationals are charged with hacking into U.S. law firms for insider trading purposes. Prosecutors say they earned more than $4 million in illegal profits by trading with confidential corporate intel. They're charged in an indictment in Manhattan federal court with engaging in conspiracies to commit insider trading, wire fraud, and computer intrusion. Satisfaction rates are soaring among Tesla owners. The Consumer Reports annual owner satisfaction survey shows 91% of Tesla owners say they'd buy one again. Porsche was second at 84%, followed by Audi, Subaru, and Toyota. Analysts say any vehicle maker that scores in the 90th percentile means it's really difficult for competitors to lure consumers to purchase their product. The Dow once again failed to hit the closely watched milestone of 20,000. It picked up 11 points, but the Nasdaq Composite tacked on 24 points to close at a new record high. The S&P added 5. Futures are trending upward, and that's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-206-5761. That's 1-800-206-5761. 1-800-206-5761. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595 minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Well, it's the time of year that normally we have to worry about things that come along with the weather change, but whether the weather changes or not, like we're experiencing now, you still have to be worried about things like sickness, particularly sinusitis. But what if I told you there's a way you can get rid of your sinusitis in just 20 seconds? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, few things are worse than a sinus infection. Most people have experienced symptoms of sinusitis like runny nose and facial pain. It can last for 10 days, 8 weeks, or even longer in worst case scenarios. And according to WebMD, more than 37 million Americans suffer from sinusitis. Well, apparently there's a way that you can cure your sinusitis symptoms. All you need to do is apply pressure between the eyebrows and drink a solution made from apple cider vinegar, honey, cayenne pepper, and lemon. Now, that part I'm a little more skeptical about, but we'll see. You see, the face contains pressure points that, when pressed, can relieve pressure. And there's one point between your eyebrows just above the bridge of the nose that, when you press on, helps keep things flowing and prevents the sinuses from becoming dry and inflamed. Next, the solution, which is suggested by David Wolf, contains 1/4 of a cup of raw, unfiltered, unpasteurized organic apple cider vinegar, 1/2 cup of water, 1 teaspoon of raw honey, and the juice from 1 lemon wedge. Now, what you do is you boil the water, you pour it into a glass and stir in the apple cider vinegar. Then you add the honey and cayenne pepper and stir until that's dissolved. Then add the lemon juice and drink. Wolf recommends drinking the solution regularly until your symptoms subside. If you do, apparently, it'll cut your symptom time dramatically. I don't know about that, but when I have a sinus infection, I know I'm willing to try just about anything. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
All right, so what am I going to do with 1/2 a bottle of, what is it, unfiltered organic?
Apple cider vinegar?
Yeah.
You know, they say there's a lot of good things that that can do for you as far as, like, your digestive tract and things like that. I don't know about that.
I know there's a lot of good uses for it.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard that you could, like, drink a jigger of it every morning or something.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's supposed to be good for you somehow. I don't know if it's just snake oil or not, but, you know, who knows?
Well, or this guy's going, look how many Mozons I got to drink, you know, 1/2 cup of that with cayenne pepper and the slice of onion every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For the 8 days that their sinus infection. But, you know, you're right. And the deal is, we all know, you can tell when you've got one coming on.
Yeah, I'm kind of dealing with one currently, but I don't know if I'm willing to try that.
Well, again, it's not a product endorsement, but I use Zicam.
Yeah,
they took it off the market for a while.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and I found out about that, so I bought a bunch of it so that I'd have it just in case. But the deal is, you got to keep taking it. And I think it has to do with the zinc and that kind of thing. Okay, so 3 people who aren't doctors talk about that. Take care of that. Look, if it works for you, or like anything else, if you believe it's going to work, that more often than not can help.
Hey,
you
I'm just trying to help you.
That's it. That's what it's about. It's info. All right, 627, let's do a little bit of weather. And it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Okay, one more day that we're going to have to endure that has nothing to do with being the end of the year, as far as the weather is concerned. We're going to have a high temperature today, probably about 82 degrees in some places. Low temperature not around 57. Then tomorrow we do get the change that you kind of want to have. 66 for a high, sunshine, that'll be nice, but it will be windy. Gusts up to about 25 miles an hour out of the north, so won't necessarily feel like 66. 41 for our low temperature tomorrow night. Then we'll have mostly cloudy skies again. Sorry about that. We just don't get much sunshine right now. And it'll be 59 degrees or so. And then a 60% chance of showers as we start Saturday, just so you know. And we're back up into the 70s. Sorry to tell you that. But let me see. Looking towards Sunday, high temperature going to be 71. Monday, 71. Tuesday, 68. So, okay, enjoy your one day of cooler weather. That'll be on Thursday. Right now, there is some fog out there, so be aware of that. Winds out of the south at 7, and we've got 67 degrees.
When you attempt to achieve a goal, are you more focused on what you'll gain if you achieve it or what you'll lose if you don't? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, if you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions? I have questions.
Prescription drugs aren't as bad as street drugs, right?
Weed's legal, isn't it?
Drinking is worse than smoking weed,
isn't it?
Why is heroin so addictive?
Molly just makes you feel happy.
I have questions.
Mom?
Dad, did you ever try drugs?
They're going to ask. Be ready. Go to drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug Free Kids.
There are two ways of approaching any goal.
One way of looking at a goal is sort of in terms of the things you can gain, right? The good things that will happen if you're successful. And we call that way of talking about our goals promotion focus.
Heidi Grant Halverson, author of the book, Focus.
When you instead think about those same goals in terms of what you might lose if you don't succeed, the things that might go wrong if you don't keep things running smoothly, then we call that a prevention focus.
And it's important to understand which way you approach each goal. Are you promotion focused or prevention focused?
I think once they hear, there does seem to be an immediate, okay, I get it. I know which one I am. I also know which one my husband is or my colleagues at work. There's a kind of an aha moment where people often realize, the reason why my husband and I fight about this is because, you know, we're differently focused. So we're looking at the same problem, but we're looking at it in two very different ways.
When you understand whether you're promotion or prevention focused.
There's several things you can do now that you know this. One is, again, learn to work with your focus, right? It feels right to them to work very differently, and so you can kind of embrace that. You can also learn to make choices based on your own focus. So certain kinds of careers, certain kinds of people that you might be in a relationship with are going to be a better fit for you, depending on your focus.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The 49th arrest of a Brian man in 29 years came on his 59th birthday. The victim of a residential burglary told Brian police he caught Edward Lee Jones tossing his bedroom. The victim said when he pointed his rifle at Jones, he ran off. Police found Jones about two blocks away inside a convenience store. Between the house and the store, police found a pistol, a jacket, and other items belonging to the victim and his roommate. According to the arrest report, Jones told police he was held at gunpoint for walking in the victim's front yard. A tip to Burleson County Crime Stoppers resulted in a Somerville man being arrested at CHI St. Joseph Health Center by an off-duty Bryan policeman working security. 40-year-old Don Boyce, who according to the arrest report was going to see a friend, was wanted for unpaid court fines in Brazos County and forfeiting bond in Burleson County. Boyce was also arrested for possessing methamphetamine and lorazepam. A Caldwell man has been arrested following a fatal shooting west of Bryan Monday night.
50-year-old Rod Clanton's accused of shooting his stepbrother, 54-year-old Stephen Bishop of Bogota, Texas. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the men agreed to meet at the intersection of Highway 21 and OSR following an argument they had earlier in the day.
The argument began almost immediately as they pulled up next to each other, rolled their windows down. They began arguing. At that point, according to Clanton, he said his brother pulled up a gun at the point where he could see that gun, and that's when he reacted and pulled his gun off the seat.
According to the sheriff, Clanton does not remember firing his gun and that he could have blacked out. But when Clanton called 911, the sheriff said Clanton was extremely emotional when he told dispatchers, quoting the release, "My brother had a gun and I shot him." Sheriff says Clanton was arrested on a charge of aggravated assault of a family member with a deadly weapon.
Initially, we can charge the aggravated assault. We have sufficient evidence for that. Without the results of the autopsy, we can't prove the manner and cause of death. So until that is finalized, then we won't have that evidence to present.
A .357 Magnum revolver was recovered from the passenger seat of Clanton's truck. A spent cartridge was in the firing position and four unspent cartridges were in the cylinder. Investigators found Bishop behind the steering wheel of his truck with a single gunshot wound to his head. A loaded semi-automatic pistol was found in Bishop's lap. There's no evidence the gun had been fired. Bishop was taken to Austin for an autopsy at the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office. Investigators continue to visit with family members to learn more about the events leading up to the shooting. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sexual predators in Texas are banned from living near public schools, daycare centers, playgrounds, youth centers, and public swimming pools, among other locations. State Representative John Rainey has pre-filed legislation to add college campus residence halls to that list.
We just want to keep those who have been identified and have to register as sex offenders from living on college campuses.
Rainey has also pre-filed legislation that would allow charter schools to request school zones around their campuses.
And there's some problems in some places about that, so it requires them to reject the application in writing instead of just saying no when they ask to have a school zone sign put up around those schools.
A third proposal filed by Rainey penalizes members of the Electoral College who don't reflect the statewide vote for president with a $5,000 fine. Controversial new procedures on evaluating Texas public school teachers could come up in the next legislative session.
In the meantime, teachers' unions, including Education and the American Federation of Teachers, is suing Education Commissioner Mike Morath for requiring use of standardized test scores as part of the evaluation process, something which AFT's Louis Malfaro says legislatures have repeatedly shot down.
It'll be interesting to see whether that comes up again and whether that idea gets any sort of assistance or support from the Commissioner of Education.
Malfaro says the suit is slowly winding its way through the court system. In Austin, Eric Likem, TSN News.
Two men who have a combined for almost 25 years of service on the Brazos County Commissioner's Court attended their final meeting yesterday. County Judge Dwayne Peters read resolutions during a reception that were presented to Kenny Mallard.
Kenny and I both took office in 2003, I believe it was, but Kenny had to run a whole bunch more elections than I did.
He wasn't smart enough.
Great job. Thank you for your service, Kenny.
Another resolution was presented to Lloyd Wasserman.
There's been a number that have said that there's probably been no harder working commissioner that's been around, and I'm included in that group he's outworked me and I think most of the others that have been around. So, Lloyd, I want to thank you for your service, for your 12 years spent here, and for all you've done.
You can hear the comments from yesterday's reception and read the resolutions online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 67 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
RV Source is proud to be part of the Brazos Valley and support the community. Whether it's rental, needing service, parts, storage, or you're looking for your family's next RV, we would love to help. And don't forget, year-end clearance sales event going on now with all 2016 makes and models. Come by and see us and shop local. Located at 10212 State Highway 6, Bryan. Or give us a call, 844-RVs-FOR-YOU. Again, that's 844-RVs-FOR-YOU. RV Source, your complete source for everything RV.
Hey, there, it's 6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Unusually warm weather working its way into the region. Today it's being accompanied by areas of dense fog. Give yourself some extra time to get where you're going this morning. Fog will give way to clouds. We're going to be 75 to near 80. Tonight partly to mostly cloudy, 50 to 55. Clearing, breezy, and turning cooler tomorrow, 60 to 65. Partly cloudy through tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Partly sunny, maybe a shower Friday, highs 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll preview the Texas Bowl as the Aggies get set to face Kansas State tonight in Houston at NRG Stadium. Meanwhile, the Aggie women's basketball team plays their final non-conference game today against Prairie View. And in the NFL, Rex Ryan is out for the Bills, and things don't look too promising for Tyrod Taylor either. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So do we have any P.E. Trump tweets or anything this morning
Trump
yet?
Tweets.
You know, Trump tweets.
I'm going to make an element for you for that.
Yes, we definitely need one. Yeah. Let's see. You know, he's always tweeting. So the most recent that we have yesterday, he tweeted, President Obama campaigned hard and personally in a very important swing states and lost. The voters wanted to make America great again.
Yeah, so there. Okay.
And then the most recent one, the U.S. Consumer Confidence Index for December surged nearly 4 points to 113.7, the highest level in more than 15 years. Thanks, Donald.
There you go. Let me pat myself on the back.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the Donald Trump doll.
So, yeah, there we go.
All right, that's fine. Well, and I guess people continue to talk about the, I don't know, the arrogance of the president.
If I'd have run again, I'd have gotten reelected.
Not sure about that. And it's true that many people like him personally, but his party hasn't done so well while he's been president. So a party, no, not a big hit. Mm-hmm. He individually, well, yeah, that could well be. But we get a chance too, because our state legislature is not in session all the time. Mm-hmm. It really gets to be a spectator sport when they finally get to the point where they're about to be going over to Austin again. I mean, you can bet that their wives and loved ones, many of them getting new clip-on ties this week for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
They can wear them in Austin, and it'll be fun. Texas Tribune is talking about things that the legislature will take up, and this morning they were discussing transportation. Well, of course, we have more miles of highway than any state in America, which would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
How we use those dollars, not so sure if that makes sense.
If that makes sense, yeah.
But the thing that's very interesting is, you know, the people of Austin voted Uber out of Austin. Uber's not there anymore.
Right.
And Lyft is not there anymore. I can guarantee you that the members of the Texas legislature loved having Uber and Lyft there.
We talked about it before, just being able to get around.
Because they could hop in a car, and for $4, they could get to that next cocktail party that they needed to get to, rather than having to pay $9 for a cab. So, I mean, this is, to use the phrase, where the rubber meets the road. These are legislators really actually using a product that they found tremendously convenient because it got an opportunity for them to keep money in their pocket, and they used it regularly while they were in session. And then those damn people who actually live in Austin voted it out.
Dang it.
And they don't like that. Yeah. And they're going to change it. I'll bet you.
I will say that was a beautiful use of the colloquialism.
Well,
though.
Well, I mean, exactly. But that's what's going to happen. They are looking right now at just deciding, well, we're going to talk about it from a statewide basis, and we're just going to make sure that everybody can be here. Because Uber's continuing to operate in Houston.
Yes.
Where they use a fingerprint background check, which is one of the elements of the Austin situation.
Right, that they wanted.
Yeah, so that's probably going to happen. And then the people in Austin are going to have to live with it again, just so that the legislators can have it every 2 years while they're in session. Also, I didn't know this because I don't ride it, but they've redrawn the metro system in Houston. The bus schedules and the routes have changed, and that's increased ridership. So as a result, Same thing's going to happen in Austin. Same thing's going to happen in Dallas. And again, we're Texans. We're not used to mass transit.
No.
Yeah.
We don't do that. Mm-mm. People who live in other parts of the country and come down here go, what are you people doing?
Yeah. Why are y'all driving everywhere?
Yeah. You get in your own vehicle?
What?
Yeah, you use what? A car?
Yeah. Again, you can tell how many people
you
are working.
You can park for free in
yeah.
places?
Yeah. Oh, that too. Yeah.
What?
You can always tell how many people are working on a construction site by counting the number of pickups because they all drive to work alone. I mean, mm-hmm. they don't do that. So anyhow, they're going to work on that. Now, we did start to, for the first time, get, I guess we could call it, we told ourselves into the point where we weren't going to pay state tolls anymore on, for instance, State Highway 130, which is that 80-mile-an-hour loop that went out outside of Austin. They filed for bankruptcy because people weren't going to pay that much just to drive 80 miles an hour legally. Because they could drive 80 miles an hour illegally on other roads, I guess. But the bottom line is we're going to have more toll roads, apparently. And, you know, P.E. Trump has talked about that. He wants infrastructure to be enhanced, and that may mean that there'll be some mm-hmm. federal dollars that'll be coming Texas' way. But I think, and of course we've had enough inconvenience here, but I think mostly in big cities is where we're going to see more of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But is it even fun to drive in Houston anymore?
No. I mean,
it's just not.
Has it ever been?
Yeah. Well, it used to be okay.
It used to be a lot better before 290. Yeah.
290 is so nasty.
Yeah, it is.
Like, that's the best
all
word.
All the way down.
But you got 99 that you can do now if
yes.
you need to in
oh,
either direction, so that helps out a little bit.
But you got to pay for that.
Well, yeah. you do. But
don't care. I would pay triple to okay. not have to go on 290.
And
290.
See, that's what the whole discussion is about. Are we going to get to the point where we're toll weary? I mean, we're just going, mm-hmm. and that's why you get that little sticker on your window.
Yep, yeah, that's what I have.
Because you're not having to stand in line to throw quarters in a bucket.
Yeah.
or wait for the person in front of you to count out of nickels mm-hmm. to throw in there. So
well, and a lot of times it's not even an option anymore.
Yeah,
you,
that's true.
You kind of have to, or they ticket you through the mail. But there's less and less change ones.
Yeah, they've got that West Park, which is all toll tag.
Yeah,
it has to be.
Aggie Expressway there yep. or whatever, 249.
Well, I think even 99 is. I don't think there's change on that one.
I think you're right.
Yeah, okay. So that's where we're going. And for a lot of folks who don't have to drive in the big city, that's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem it causes for places like Brazos County, is we have no tollable places.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, I mean, if you take this to the local level now, I don't know if you know there's a major university here. And I don't know if you know that a lot of those students like to leave on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're leaving and they're coming back, which means if you can come up with a passive toll system, then you know, there could be money here. Because Brazos County, I mean, TxDOT has started to tell you, yeah, we'll do some projects, but you got to have some skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we need money to put skin in the game in a lot of cases. And having a passive toll system, in other words, not one where you would even stop and have a bucket, they've got all sorts of models they can put together saying, based on the traffic that flows from this time to this time, this is how many cars there are, let's charge this much per car, and this, they extrapolate from that how much money you might be able to get in areas just like us, because there are a lot of cities our size that don't have toll roads. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been to Tyler lately, but there's a lot of people who go through Tyler. Those roads get used. Do they have any toll stations there?
Mm.
Probably not.
Whatever happened to that monorail? The high-speed rail that talked
well,
about
okay,
forever.
There's that, too. And both sides are going to be, and, you know, they're going to be prepping for a fight because that is going to be talked about in the legislature mm-hmm. as well. So you can look for a fairly big showdown because opponents have said for months that they want to get legislation to the governor's desk that can make it happen. And, of course, there are just as many people who are saying they want to get legislation to the governor's mm-hmm. desk to block it. It would certainly change Texas in the next 20 years, not real quickly, but in the next 20 years, where people would look at a high-speed alternative. They don't get in their car and they get there. Here's the problem, though. It's hub and spoke. Once you get to the station, then what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you going to have guys on bicycles, you know, with those little carts carrying you to your place? Because, you know, in Texas, I don't know if you know, it's kind of hot sometimes.
Just a couple,
you get to the
months out of the year.
Yeah, you get to that high-speed rail station in downtown Houston, and you need to be 7 miles away. How are you going to get there? So, I mean, there are pluses and minuses getting from one point to the next, but not exactly sure what happens after you get there. But, hey, they're smarter than us in Austin. I know they'll figure it out for us.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you'd like something just a little out of the ordinary when it comes to trees for your landscapes, your local nurseryman may have just your ticket. More and more uncommon trees are being offered. It'll increase as spring arrives. Let's look at some of the very best right after this important message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. We're talking about good, lesser-known shade trees, and I'm still going to include Oklahoma redbud and forest pansy redbud. They've become fairly mainstream. Oklahoma has glossy, dark green leaves, and it has the burgundy-red flowers in the spring. And then the beautiful forest pansy redbud has purple leaves, and they hold pretty much their purple color well into the summer. Yeah, they'll bleach to a purple green in midsummer, but they're still beautiful. And forest pansy also has those dark burgundy flowers. There's a white flowering redbud, actually a couple of selections, a couple of varieties, and that gives a nice white color to the spring garden. Saucer magnolias bloom first in the spring. They're deciduous trees growing to 15 to 20 feet tall. Their 3 to 4 inch blooms resemble light purple or white tulips, and some people will mistakenly call them tulip tree magnolias, but that's a different tree, the tulip tree. You're wanting to ask for a saucer magnolia, and frankly, I would recommend them only in the northeastern part of Texas and along the eastern, maybe 20% of the state. Japanese maples are small trees that must have protection from the hot afternoon sun in Texas, and they fit in that same range of where they're adapted, generally northeast Texas and then down the eastern, probably 20 or 25% of the state. Golden rain trees grow everywhere. There are a couple of different types. Panicled golden rain tree is lovely in the northern two-thirds of Texas, and then the southern golden rain tree, which is more tropical, is great along the Gulf Coast. Beautiful yellow flowers in the summer, and they're just nice small trees, maybe 25 feet tall and wide. Mexican plum is the white flowering tree that you see in so many lightly shaded areas across the state early in the spring. It's an understory tree. You see it growing where redbuds would also be growing. It's very fragrant with its white flowers, very rough textured trunk, so it makes a dramatic statement. It's adapted all over the state. A good native plum tree, Mexican plum. You need to ask for it by name and you'll like it. Ginkgos are a throwback to another era of the world. They have beautiful growth habits. They have very vase-shaped branching, and their leaves look
like fans, like maidenhair fern leaves. They're slow growing in most of Texas, but they're beautiful as small accent trees. They get a lot larger in the Midwest, so be forewarned. And then finally, bur oak, an unsung hero of the tree world, native to Texas. It's one of the biggest of our shade trees, and it's beautiful and very heavy textured. I'm Neil Sperry. Gardening in the winter warm spells in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:55. Well, in a matchup of old Big 12 foes, the Aggies are looking to cap the season on a positive note as they face the Kansas State Wildcats tonight in the Texas Bowl. Coach Kevin Sumlin gave us his take on the game at yesterday's press conference.
It's going to be an interesting game just because special teams will be a big deal in this game. Offensively, we've got to be able to score some points, you know, because Kansas State has been scoring at a pretty good clip here the last, you know, four or five games of the year. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
Quarterback Trevor Knight was also in attendance and gave his take on how he feels a win will affect the program.
Kind of propels you into the next season and even the off season. Gives you a little bit of confidence and sets the tone for that next year. You know, Coach Sumlin was saying a little bit, we had the opportunity to get our young guys a lot of work during bowl practices, and so it's kind of the start of their competition for next year. And so a win would be big for the program, but also big for next year's team.
The Aggs face the Wildcats at NRG Stadium tonight at 8 p.m. Pregame will be at 7, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, also, Texas A&M's Miles Garrett is expected by many to be the top overall draft pick in 2017. Zach Taylor asked him, if this is indeed his last season, how important is it to go out with a W?
Always want to win. I mean, that's the best part of playing. You know, if you want to have fun, you want to win, so that's me, and no matter who we're playing.
Unlike other probable high draft picks who are skipping their bowl games after dealing with the injuries this season, the defensive end will play for the Aggies when they meet Kansas State tonight in the Texas Bowl. Elsewhere in college football, KD Cannon had 14 catches for a Cactus Bowl record 226 yards and 2 touchdowns to help Baylor end a difficult season with a victory. The 7-6 Baylor squad had gone into a downward spiral the last half of the season after opening with 6 straight wins. Quarterback Seth Russell also suffered a season-ending ankle injury. Meanwhile, in a rematch at the Heart of Dallas Bowl, Jordan Asbury ran for a 3-yard touchdown on 4th down in overtime, giving Army the win over North Texas. Asbury's score was the 6th rushing touchdown in the game for the Black Knights. In the Holiday Bowl at San Diego, Shannon Brooks turned a deflected pass into a 13-yard go-ahead touchdown in the third quarter as Minnesota upset Washington State 17-12. The Golden Gophers were looking to regroup after threatening to skip the game if 10 teammates suspended following a sexual assault investigation weren't reinstated. Their boycott lasted less than 36 hours before the players backed down. In the NFL, the Buffalo Bills will have a new starting quarterback as well as an interim head coach for their season finale against the New York Jets on Sunday. A person familiar with the decision has confirmed that the Bills intend to start E.J. Manuel in place of Tyrod Taylor. Offensive coordinator Anthony Lynn will serve as interim coach following yesterday's dismissal of Rex Ryan. Meanwhile, Raiders quarterback Derek Carr has undergone surgery to repair his broken right leg suffered in Sunday's victory. Initial estimates are he'll miss 6 to 8 weeks, which will cause him to miss the entire postseason. The Raiders will start Matt McGloin as they face the Broncos on Sunday with a chance to wrap up the AFC West and a first-round bye. In the NBA,
Harden to the front court, raises up a quick three on Powell, buried it right in his grill. 34 for James Harden. His 4th 3.
James Harden scored 24 of his 34 points by halftime and had 11 assists in just 3 quarters as the Houston Rockets beat the Dallas Mavericks 123-107 to improve to 13-2 this month. Justin Anderson had 22 points for the Rockets, who have a chance to tie the single-month club record of 15 wins set in November 1996. The game featured 8 technical fouls, the ejection of Rockets forward Trevor Ariza, and a pair of flagrant fouls called on the Mavericks. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you have land to take care of or you need service and supply company that can take care of you, Wegward Inc. and Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Is your farm equipment in need of service or repair? Lance and his crew are experts at repairing and refurbishing trailers, including electrical, and offer welding service for farm equipment. And Wegward Inc. is your trusted source for hay balers, shredders, and pasture sprayers at no-hassle prices. Stop in now for year-end closeout pricing. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert, or visit wegwardinc.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore, come on down and see us.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Hey, let's take a look at some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself, Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Too warm for the day, but that's the way it is. It'll be 82 today. It's 67 and foggy now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.